There's something about music. I mean, we're a talk radio station, and that's what I do. I talk, and sometimes I talk rubbish, and sometimes I don't. But there is something about music that kind of get you go, you know what? Load shedding doesn't matter quite so much anymore. When there is music like that, husband and – you are still husband and wife, aren't
you? We are still. Okay. We are,
talk for personal as well as professional partners. Yes. Lawrence and Esti Rabi, the Bottomless Coffee Band, they're going to be performing at Baxburg, the annual picnic concert series on Sunday night. It's been a while since you were last in this studio. Lovely to see you again.
Yes, and lots have happened.
Yeah, you've obviously both had surgery because you are looking younger.
No.
I see. It's making plans for the load shedding that keeps you young, you know.
Absolutely. So it's been very busy, has it?
It has been a good past couple of months.
Yes.
A lot of touring and a lot of music.
And we launched the new album on Celia also, so we've been touring that, so it's been really good.
And touring, you love the tour.
We love it, yeah. Yes. It's cool for us because we're on the road together. We get to spend time. We see the world. It's awesome.
Have you got a combi?
We have a combi now. Yeah, we had
and
to upgrade.
It's branded.
Okay. So we can't do any nasty stuff on the road.
Okay, what is it? It says Bottomless Coffee.
It says the band name, so people's going to keep us accountable.
Yes. Okay.
And you sleep in the combi?
Not yet.
No.
No. What do you mean not yet? What you mean is you can. What do you mean? We're successful. We can afford hotel rooms, John.
We thought one day we can. Just pack out all the gear and put up, you know, blow up mattress. I think that'll be great.
Sounds very romantic. Mm.
It is Valentine's Day tomorrow. Is there something one of you would like to say to the other?
Maybe we should sleep in the combi.
That's a great idea for Valentine's Day. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
And I just love what you do musically, because it's kind of folk, but then it's got other stuff as well. It's not all folk, but basically it's happy music. It's made
absolutely,
music that makes you want to
tap
your feet.
Exactly.
And people were looking at me in some shame, saying, please, John, don't dance. Please, John, don't dance.
Yeah, we like to do different genres and really dabble about different types of stuff and write about social commentary and all the kinds of different concepts. So it is happy music, but we also kind of get a message out, you know, that inspires people.
Yeah. And recently I kind of thought, you know, music, really, it's actually so magical that it doesn't belong to anybody. We are just the, as they say in Afrikaans, the spreekbuise for the songs and for the themes that are floating around, wanting to get out in the air. So, yeah.
The album's called?
Anthelia.
And the name?
Anthelia means the ability to see angels. So we read this at the back of a bottle of wine, which was a good start. And we read, that was just such a moment to that just kind of, that's one of the, just catches you in between the eyes. And we just sat down, pick up the guitar, poured a glass of wine, and we just started writing on a song. And that's the song that came out. And it was a really strong song, so we decided we're going to call the album Anthelia. Mm. And it was also kind of what we were writing about at that stage.
Mm. And it's been a beautiful journey, because the song is really about just opening your heart to one another again, just, you know, seeing everyone.
Being prepared to see angels. Maybe not literal angels, but metaphorical.
Absolutely.
Just that smile or that hello that you didn't expect.
Look for that bright halo, those sparkly wings, even if they're not real, even, you know, just look for that stuff
in people.
Absolutely.
And it was just the two of you playing that
song.
That
was just the two
just
of us.
You're sure?
We are. We're growing extra limbs as we grow older. No, so we try and do all kinds of stuff at the same time, and we have different instruments that we use for different songs. So the whole idea of this, we want to sound like a full band, but we're just two people, so we're just a duo.
You don't do any backing, tracks. Nothing, nothing has been pre-recorded.
Everything is acoustically, and we like it that way. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many instruments do you play between the two?
Currently, it's between 10, and we don't play them all at the same time. We usually do like 5 at the same
time. You would
need
a lot more limbs.
And then we switch between songs for different songs. Yeah.
So you play. It's obviously a little drum set there that you were doing.
The foot drum. And the guitars. And the harmonicas. And Esti has a ukulele bass guitar and a ukulele. And
a ukulele bass?
Yes, it's amazing. And it has rubber strings. So it's quite a bit of engineering. And it sounds like an upright bass. So I love it.
But it's not easy to travel it.
Yeah.
That's the one you just use with
the
song.
With the red, big red rubber strings.
Yeah.
So,
And the concert at Baxburg on Sunday night, it's what you do. You play live in front of people. And
we are very excited about this concert. We feel it's such a beautiful outing for the whole family, and it's really a way just to bring people together, to sit on the lawn with a bottle of wine and a picnic basket and to just share in music. It's stunning. So we are so proud of Backsburg also for hosting this incredible series.
What are the main sort of venues that you play? Is it mainly club venues late at
night? We like to do theatres nowadays.
Okay.
It's special for us because we can share our music in a more intimate way. Apart from that, picnic concerts is a cool thing.
Yes.
But when we tour, you kind of have to make work with what you get.
Yeah.
But we hardly ever play in pubs and clubs and that kind of thing.
We love finding the small little theatres that people have almost forgotten about. And then we go, well, we want to do a concert there. And then everyone can come out to the theatre again. And it has something romantic about it.
But hopefully one day we just play massive stadiums.
Cape Town Stadium.
Cape Town Stadium only.
Yeah. Who were those two guys, rappers, who were having an argument about filling the Coca-Cola dome?
You can
start an argument about filling the Cape Town Stadium. Is it different performing in the open air versus
absolutely
to, yeah,
yes.
you have to
you
approach
project
it.
More energy. It's different. You don't get that intimate experience from the crowd necessarily as much, and apart from that, you just approach the show differently.
We actually have a rule that whenever you can't, in outside circumstances, you can't necessarily always feed off the crowd because it's open air. So we kind of have a rule that then we feed completely off one another's energy to still project that energy. So,
and it is quite clear from the last few minutes that there is no shortage of energy between the two of you. While you are going to, very quickly, tell us about the song that we are going to hear as we head towards the news, and then as you're going up to the instrument, I will just tell people the details about the concert on
All
Sunday.
Right, so we're going to perform Perfect Summertime now. And basically, Perfect Summertime is about that perfect time where you can just spend time with friends and family, have a nice bottle of wine, and just enjoy life.
Superb. And the doors open at 3 p.m. The gates, I suppose, is better. Open at 3 p.m. with the opening act, Brother, Brother. That is at Backsburg. It's fairly easy to find if you haven't been there. And then Bottomless Coffee take over at 5. And the final set ends at 7. You can take along your own picnic basket, or you can pre-order. You get the tickets from quicket.co.za. You can pre-order the picnic baskets from quicket.co.za. They're food trucks. There's a food court as well. The worst roll. Ek wil my glasie kabber neem en my worst roll. Geniet. It does sound incredible.
Out of sight, the sun kissed the day goodbye. It's 29 degrees outside tonight. Let's get out, get lost in time. What if we have just tonight, you and me? Spend time with friends and family. Be the ones we dream to be. We carefree. 'Cause it's a perfect summertime.
The nights are tear with an endless starlit sky. The moon creeps out with a gracious beam of light. Tomorrow dawns, but that's alright. We got us, the world is out tonight. Nestle in the cheerful side. All we need is you tonight. We're carefree. It's a perfect summertime. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Perfect, oh, summertime.
Ooh, ooh,
it's that time of the year. Kick off your shoes and with your feet in the sand. This is our best days, my dear. We all know we can make this last for. Throw your hands in the air.
Feel the breeze on your skin.
This night belongs to those who dream. There is no time.
We can stay up late.
Please can we make this last for?
Forever.
Money Show with Bruce Whitfield. On the app, online, on DSTV channel 885, and across the Cape on 567 AM.
The Money Show, brought to you by Nedbank. Looking at money from every angle leads to better money decisions. See money differently. Nedbank. Well, Eskom broken and bankrupt. The country's top public sector writer tonight on what we know, what we think we know, and what we should have known ahead of this week's blackouts. We'll look for your real world experiences, your stories, whether you're an Uber driver, a dentist, or anybody else who has had to shut down early or lay off people. Tell us your tales this evening. Every cloud, though, does have a silver lining. The app making massive inroads thanks to the crisis. Colin Cullis on what your data is telling everyone else about you. The big five coping mechanisms for dealing with load shedding blues. And our shapeshifter, Abel Sitole from the Government Employees Pension Fund. Looking forward to picking his brain on what the future of public sector pensions is all about. All of that tonight on The Money Show. But first, your latest eyewitness news at 6.
Good evening, I'm Tara Penny. Parliament will schedule an urgent debate on the current energy crisis gripping the country. Speaker Baleka Mbete says she's heeded a request from the DA's Natasha Matsone to schedule the debate as a matter of national importance. Mbete said today she agrees this latest bout of load shedding by Eskom and especially its impact on the economy is a serious matter that warrants the National Assembly's urgent attention. Its programme committee, which determines the programme of the House, is scheduled to meet tomorrow morning and will decide on exactly when the debate will be held. At the same time, COSATU President Zingiswa Losi says President Cyril Ramaphosa has been sabotaged by the executive at Eskom, and those responsible must face disciplinary action. Losi addressed thousands of members outside the Durban City Hall today after they marched through the CBD. The Federation has been holding a nationwide strike against unemployment, the current wave of retrenchments and income inequality. Ziana Ngobo reports from KZN.
Zingiswa Losi says the executive at Eskom has just one job, which is to make sure that the lights